Our pastor, Brother Jason Gaddis, you have to be careful when you meet people in churches. You never know what's going to happen. We met Pastor Jason and his wife when they were, I think, 12 and 10 years, huh? 8? 10 and 8. And here's who's going to be Pastor Gaddis and Mrs. Gaddis. They said, "Brother Ray, we pray for you and Miss Wanda every day. Just a couple of kids." And Bowling Green, Kentucky is where we met them. And my goodness, we were kind to these two little kids and just said, "Thank you very much." And lo and behold, a few years later, they're our sending pastor. And you have to be careful. I'm sure glad we didn't say anything wrong to those kids. But, oh goodness, God is so good, isn't He? God is just so good. We've learned that, boy, God has His people everywhere. And thank God for them, each and every one of them. Well, let me share with you a little bit out of 2 Timothy chapter 4. I have one more picture that we're going to show you tonight in just a few minutes. But evangelists, can I move around just a little bit? Am I okay? When you think of evangelist, sometimes you think of someone in a motorhome and they're traveling and what have you. That's not the case every time. We have a lot of evangelists. You saw Brother Teddy and Brother Wakjira. Brother Teddy is so shy. He was in a hurry to get that camera out of his face. And you can see that. As soon as that camera stopped, he was getting ready to get out of the chair and move. But he came to us when he was 15 years old. And a lot of times people say, "Brother Ray, are they working for you?" No, they're working with me. They've taught us more. They've been, you know, we were supposed to be their mentor. The truth is, they've taught us. And the one thing they have taught us again and again is culture. When you walk into a home, if you misbehave, I don't have my mask on. I'm sorry. Excuse me, I'll stay up here. So, Brother Jenkins, if you walk into a home, you know what? If you do the wrong thing culturally, you may not win that family to Christ. You may not be able to get back into that home again. And Brother Teddy and Wakjira and all the others, they have taught us, when you walk into a home, "Salam lesi bait, peace be upon this house." And you talk about the family, and a lot of times the grandparents will be in that home, then the parents, then the grandchildren. You'll have a room this size right here, just from those two walls to me. You'll have a room of 6 or 8 people living in that little space. I mean, that's small. And when you go in, you need to present the gospel properly. You have to know who to talk to first and how to do everything in that home. How to address the ladies in that home. How to address the men in that home. You have to be able to do it. Well, these precious young people have taught me and Wanda how to do that. And so I say that with the utmost respect. They have been our mentor in many ways, teaching us different things to where that we can serve the Lord and serve the Lord properly. So I'd like, can we share that one photo, please? Could you dim the lights just a little bit? Can you see? Okay. Is it all right the way it is? Okay, good. All right, so this is Fanta, and Fanta is a cripple. And he has one leg that he has to drag like this. He has one arm that just dangles down at his side. One of the missionaries, oh yeah, he gave an invitation once. There were a whole lot of people and a lot of young men. And 24 of those young men came at the invitation. And 24 of those young men lined up in the front. And when they lined up there, Fonte was at the end of the group. And he went down the list and he said, "Brother, where are you going?" "I'm going to such and such a tribe." "Brother, where are you going?" "To such and such a tribe." And he got to Fonta and he had told these young men, he said, "We need strong young men. We need young men who will be courageous. We need young men who will sacrifice. We need young men who will walk for days and days and days and do without food." You've got to be willing to do it. Because they were way up in the mountains of Sodo there in Ethiopia, and it's dangerous up there, and it's rugged, very rugged. Well, at the end is Fonta. Crippled, had a stick, and he'd take the stick and he'd put it down on the ground and drag that one leg. Well, Fonta was at the end. They said, "Fonta, you can't go. Look at you. Stay here. You've got work you can do here." You know what he did? He said, "I've got to go. I've got to go. Where are you going?" "I'm going to the Oromo tribe." "No, they are warriors. They might kill you. Fonta, you can't run. You can't get away. Fonta, you can't go." And he said, "I've got to go. God told me to go." "Can't go. Fonta, you can't go. You'll die. We can't send a man like you. Fonta, you just, are you sure?" He said, "Yes." Dick McClellan left. And a year later, he came back to that same group. They had another meeting, a big missions meeting. He had forgotten about Brother Fonta. He was busy. You know what happened? They had their meeting, and at the end, towards the end of the meeting, they looked out the windows. Our buildings over there don't have a glass window most of the time like you have over here. In the cities they will have, but out in the country you don't have that. You just have a window opening and the fresh air comes in with the bugs and with everything else that comes in. But they looked out one of those windows and they looked at the hill and there was a whole lot of people coming down the hill. And they were coming ever so slowly. You know what? It was some of the warriors from the Oromo tribe. Fonta had gone there nearly a year before, and no one knew it, but they respected very much, almost reverenced a cripple. And here is a man dragging one leg and one arm dangling down to his side with a stick. And he's walking in front of, I think, if I remember correctly, it was nearly 200 men who had been Oromo warriors. And they were tall men, strong men, and they were walking so slowly because their leader, Fonta, who is a cripple, that everybody else said, "He can't go. God can't use him." And here he is, and he's leading all these men who had been warriors, who had professed faith in Jesus Christ. Now, if that didn't make you shout, I don't know what will. My goodness. And, oh, by the way, one other thing that they did. You know what they did when they accepted Jesus? One hand went up and they said, "I renounce the devil." That's good. Second hand went up and they said, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and with both hands, I surrender to Him. I wish a lot of our people over here would do the same thing that they do over there. I renounce the devil and I accept Jesus and I surrender to Him. Hallelujah to God. Look at this, please. You can turn that off. That's fine. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I got to tell you what happened today. My dear wife, we were at Walmart and she got a phone call. And our brother-in-law had died. He died this morning. He has been an unbeliever for all of his life. And I've witnessed to him I don't know how many times. Also, Rush Limbaugh and Brother John Tisdale, a pastor. I think Brother Tisdale passed away yesterday, if I remember correctly, down in Texas. But what I'm telling you is, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Pastor, that little card that you gave me. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, whether you're on a mission field or whether you're in La Plata, Maryland, or whether you're in Washington, D.C., or anywhere else, the mission field is the mission field. Regardless, I don't care where the place is, the field is the world. And you and I need to be busy. You might say, oh, Brother Ray, I'm not a missionary. Yes, you are. You and I are witnesses. We are told to take this blessed book and share it everywhere we go. Please look with me at 2 Timothy chapter 4 for just a moment. Have we got 5 minutes? Is that what time we've got? 5 minutes. We better hurry. I'll preach quick, you listen quick, and we'll get through. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, I wrote down in my Bible, yes, and death will come too. Hey, you and I don't know what today holds, what tomorrow holds, what the next day holds. We don't know. Death will come, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. There's certainly a lot of that today. When they shall turn away their ears from the truth, people don't want to know the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But I like this. But watch thou in all things. Remember Fonta, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist. Hey, look up here a minute. Even if you have to drag the old leg with one arm hanging down that you can't use. And you. How many of you have won 200 warriors to Jesus Christ in a year's time? By the way, how many of you have started 5 or 6 churches? How many of us have done that in a year's time? Do the work of an evangelist. He did the work. And it wasn't him. It was the Lord Jesus Christ doing it through him. Amen. Look at this. Watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered. Brethren, listen, we don't know when our time is coming. We don't know. Be ready. For I am now ready to be offered, Paul says. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I love verse 8. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And then Paul says, and not to me only. Oh, it's not just the Pauls of the world who will get this, but unto all them. Amen. Us, unto all them that love His appearing. Jesus is coming one of these days, and you and I will see our blessed Savior face to face. Do you remember this? Oh, I want to see Him look upon His face, there to sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. What? Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. We're going to see Him one of these days. Amen? Brother Jenkins, I can't sing as good as you can, but you get what I'm saying. Brother, it is the truth. We're going to see Him. I want to have some Ethiopian souls to be in heaven with us. God bless you, folks. May the Lord use you greatly. May Bethel... By the way, our churches are called Bethel Baptist. Yes, sir, Bethel Bible Baptist. Thank God for Bethel Baptist Church of La Plata, Maryland. May you, dear folks, and may we have souls for our hire. The field's the world. Here's the seed. You and I are the missionaries. We're the witnesses going out and starting churches by winning one person to Christ and then another and then another and then another. First thing you know, God gives you somebody like a Fanta, like a Teddy, like a Wachira who's now, he's going to become a doctor one of these days. We need people in professional areas that are born again, soul-winning people. I love these guys. You go out soul-winning with them. They're not afraid of anything. Honest to goodness, they're bold as a bunch of lions. And word it, I'll back up a couple of feet. They're charging in, you know, how they used to say it, charging hell with a squirt gun. And boy, they're just, man, they're right there, just ready to charge in and do anything. But oh, listen, it takes that. It takes that. It takes people who love God, who are not afraid, and they're willing to serve God regardless of what the problems are. God bless you, folks. We love you. Thank you so much for allowing us to come. And Pastor, you've been so gracious and so kind. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much. God bless you, sir. Okay.
Shall we please, and have the pianist come. We're going to have a verse of invitation tonight and give you the opportunity to respond if God has spoken to your heart. And I tell you tonight, the folk in live stream are still watching tonight because we want to do something special at the end of the service. But we don't want to ever give the gospel and talk about Jesus, talk about service to Him without giving people the opportunity where they have to say yes or no to the Lord Jesus. And that's where we're at. When God asks us to do something, it's yes or no. Sometimes we say, well, it means wait a little while. No, that's a no. That's a no. So yes or no, are we going to do what Jesus told us to do while we were hearing the Word of God preached and while we watched the video, while we sang the songs tonight? Are we going to do what God wants us to do? Our job has not changed. Regardless of what's happened with COVID or politically, our job has not changed. Do we need to make a surrender to the Lord Jesus tonight? Father, thank you tonight for the privilege of serving you. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. And as it's read, Lord, how it speaks to our heart. And thank you for this young man, though he was wounded physically, had great boldness in the Spirit of God and accomplished a great thing you did through him, and we appreciate that fact. And well, we ask you tonight to speak to our hearts and help us, Lord, tonight, if there's something that we need to give up, something we need to give over, something we need to give out, I pray you'd speak to our hearts and help us, Lord, to answer yes to the question you ask us about service. In Jesus' name, with our heads bowed. eyes are closed, piano plays,